Welcome to Maseches Saita, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah is also a statement that was said on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi and opened the doors of the Beis HaMedrash, or the study hall, and let everyone in. This Mishnah is here also because this Mishnah has the same statement that we saw in Mishnah Beis, in Mishnah 2, that Rabbi Yeshua said, Miyugale Ofer Meinecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who will take the earth off your eyes, O Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I wish you were alive so you could set us straight. So let's see the Mishnah. By Bayom, on that special day, Darsh Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus made the following observation of the Pasuk, the verse, and the life of Eov, Job. Says the Mishnah, Lo'avat Eov es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Me'ava. Eov only served Hashem out of love. She'nemar, and it quotes a Pasuk in Eov, Hein Yikteleini Lo'yayachel. Even if Hashem were to kill me, still I would hope to him. However, says the Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus, that this matter is still not clear. There's still somewhat of a suffix of a doubt. Because maybe, lo yayachel, in other words, heinik deleni, he will kill me, lo yayachel, lo ani mitzape, oy eini mitzape. Do you say lo with a vav, which means to him, I hope? That would be love. Oy eini mitzape, which means lo with an aleph, I no longer hope. If he's killing me, so I no longer could hope to him. Eov was suffering, and his life was slowly but surely crumbling. So maybe he says, I no longer hope to him. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk, clarifies it by saying, Adegva, until I die, lo yosir tumasi mimeni. I will never remove my complete faith in Hashem. Milaveh shemeava. Also, we see from this Pasuk that Eov served Hashem, not because of fear of repercussion, but because of love for Hashem. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was not happy with the way this Mishnah was learned. Mi'igale ofer me'inecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Halavai, wouldn't it be amazing if you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, were still alive? Who can remove the dust, the earth, from your eyes? Shayisa darish kol yamecha, because you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, used to always darshan. Shloi avad yivet esamokam elamayir, that Eiv served Hashem because of fear of repercussion. Shenamar, because when it describes Eiv, it says ishtam, a complete person, v'yashar, a just person, yirei elikim, one who feared Hashem, v'sar me'ah, ran, one who stayed away from evil. It doesn't say, oyhev elikim, one who loved Hashem. V'alu Yeshua, talmid talmicha, but Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus, your student, limid, he just taught Shemi'ava asa, that you have served Hashem out of love. The Gemara brings one more sequel to this. The Gemara says that Rav Meir says, that by Eov it says Yirei Elikim, and by Avram it says Yirei Elikim. Just like the Yiras Elikim that said by Avram also was Me'ava, because it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Zera Avram I have, he descendants of Avram, the one that loved me, so too the Yira that it says about, the fear that it describes, Eov also was out of love, and not out of fear. Let's see one more Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This goes back to the halachos of kinoi and stira, of warning and seclusion. The Mishnah says like this, Misha kinei le'ishtai, somebody that warned his wife in front of two witnesses and says, do not go into a secluded area with that fellow, someone that he suspects as committing adultery with his wife, v'nistira. After warning, she goes into a secluded area. However, there were no witnesses. Afilu shama me'ef apareach, even if he heard from a passing bird, which is just an analogy, but it means to say he heard from someone who's not necessarily credible when it comes to saying testimony, like an eved, a servant, a shivcha, a maidservant. Yoytzi v'yitin k'suba, she becomes a saita, she's prohibited to her husband, and if he doesn't want to give her to drink, he has to divorce her. However, she does not lose her k'suba. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree with this, and he says, even stiver, even seclusion needs fit, appropriate edim witnesses, and the husband cannot give his wife to drink until there's two appropriate witnesses saying that they saw her go into seclusion. And if not, she doesn't become prohibited to her husband. Unless the women that all get together to discuss and the evenings to the light of the moon, they knit, and they're all talking about this. Once they're speaking about this woman's promiscuity, so then it's inappropriate for the husband to still stay married to her, because since everyone's talking about her promiscuity, and then the water will no longer check her. The Gemara learns this from a pasuk. And then the halachas that they have to separate. Wishing you a magnificent day and a wonderful rest of your week.